This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Corpus Christi and see what's up with Captain Cliff Webb this morning. Been wanting to talk to him all week. Cliff, what's up, man?
Oh, good, Mickey. Good.
I started to call you a couple of times this week. You sent me a picture of that big old trout you caught. I go, no, he's busy. I'll leave him alone. I'll wait till Saturday.
Yeah, I wanted to call you and tell you the story behind that fish, but I thought I'd wait till this morning. It was a great story behind
it. Yeah, it'll be better on the radio anyway, bro.
But I'm just sitting there laughing at Plog and the chatterweight thing. That was so good. He's just like, James, does anybody own a baitcaster? He was killing me, dude. But it's the same thing. You know, I go to 37, I can't even get my boat in the water, and it's like chatter. I mean, there's not a single boat. It doesn't have a spinning rod with an 8-inch leader.
Why do you need a chatterweight if you got a chatter fish on the other end of it?
I don't know what it is.
I mean, you got a croaker down there calling in the world. And I mean, why do you need a chatterweight?
It's pretty good stuff, man. It's a thing, man. It's a thing. But I was laughing at that. I think Rousey and I are the only ones that are throwing lures right now. You know, I think we're the only ones. I don't know of anybody else.
Well, in Rihanna.
I think Chad may. Yeah. Rihanna's doing lures. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, out of my marina. I mean, my little
girl
here.
37. I got you.
But I've been tucking and hiding, you know, tucking in and putting
tucking
in the island, staying away.
Ducking,
yeah, because 37 is just crazy, you know, just
right.
Crazy. Even on Monday, I had my guys meet me on Monday, you know, out here on the island. And, man, we took off an hour before daylight and burn way down south, and it was definitely worth it. There was just big trout everywhere. Mickey was incredible. But that picture I sent you was a cool thing happened. So we're working the edge, and they're just blowing the topwaters out of the water, you know, just smoking anything you throw out there. And I got RJ and Eli, some really good fishermen. There's just two guys, and they're just, you know, they're just good as they get. So it was a real easy day for me. And I throw out there, and this little 14-inch trout just jumps on this topwater, and he's trying to get it out. He's kind of hooked in the gills. He's just thrashing the top of the water, and I'm reeling him in. I get him about halfway to the boat, and thump, that big old fish ate that dang trout and the topwater, and he got hooked. That's one of the first times that I've had one attack a trout on the lure like that and get hooked. But that fish was 29 inches long, you know, and he got hooked right into the jaw with that skitter walk when he hit that little trout. And of course, the little trout got slung off, you know, but I landed that fish. And, you know, first time I held him up, he kind of almost 7, but he's probably closer to 6, 6.5. But he was 29 inches long, just a super good fish. But that's, you talk about a shocker, Mickey. I'm just sitting there running that little thing in talking, and he almost pulled the rod out of my hand. I was this big old swirl and the big old explosion. He smoked that little trout. And that little male was grunting. I know he was grunting coming in, you know. And that's when you're a little male fish, you can keep quiet out there.
Well, there was your chatterweight to go along with that skitter walk.
That was my chatterweight. He was about 13 inches long. Oh, my God.
Arms, that was so nice. Still chunking it.
I can't believe that stupid skitter walked this year. You know, I'm throwing everything,
well,
but
you know,
I go back to that.
Orange has always been a good bait down there. Mm-hmm. Remember when we used to catch them big ones down there on broken backs and red fins?
Orange,
That orange and gold, or the black back with the gold and orange. Those two, man, those big fish down there just devoured them.
I know when Doug threw orange and gold jumping minnows during the spring. Gold and orange, you know, just it was really crazy. And then I had, I think it was Mike Gregor, sent me some little bitty orange and gold Miradines. Mm-hmm. Just, he had some of his customers had them custom made. And I'm going to tell you what, those are some bad dudes right there. You know, you don't see that bright orange with that gold side and white belly in a Miradine very much. And I got that medium size, and man, I can put that on. They just smoke it. But boy, talking about getting smoked yesterday, I got smoked in the surf yesterday. I'm catching really good fish in the surf, and I'm catching them on this little bait, that double D called the Truth. It's it's kind of purple back and a real shiny side and a white belly. It's like the Plum Nasty, but it has a white belly. And Lowell Odom sent me one last year, and I've been keeping it. It's only I only got one of them. I catch a fish on it. I said, don't throw it in the surf, Cliff. You'll lose it. You'll lose it, you know. And so first thing yesterday, I fired that thing out there, and it hit the water, and something just smoked it, man. And I'm fighting this fish. I'm finally getting turned around. I go, man, I'm going to land this thing, you know. And I'm running down the beach, and I finally get him in the first gut, and I can feel that tail whip. I'm going, man, it's the shark. You know how you feel that tip,
that's,
you know, that
man,
tail whip?
Yeah,
man. And I never do see the fish, and right before daylight, I get her up in the first gut. She cuts my Miradine off. You know, one of them $20 lures. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going, why not throw it out there? Only one I got, but... We started catching them on
the beach. You're listening to Cliff a half a dozen right now.
I wish you would. I don't think I'll get him. He ain't going
to
get him.
You can't take it to your grave, man. Just send it.
If I get a half a dozen a year, I'm lucky, but it's all good. But the cool thing is they're hitting those little bitty topwaters. And so I go back to the truck, and I dig around my tackle box. I just take in that little box, those little bitty. So, you know those little super spooks, those baby super spooks?
Yeah, the spook juniors, man.
And there's one smaller than that. It's a baby spook, I think. It's what, about as big as your little finger, and it's a little bitty.
Really?
And
I don't have any of those.
Yeah, they're a little bitty, and we discovered those a couple of years ago, and I'm taking that front hook off and putting a little bit bigger hook on to get a little more sink on it. And so I go back to the truck, I dig around, I ain't got that box. And sure no, Greg does, and he smokes them on it. He throws that little pink one out there. And the mullet are up on top, the schools of finger mullet. They're just coming by. You know how they ruffle the water when they come by? You know, and all of a sudden the toilet just flush, and big old trout coming there, eat him. And he threw that thing out there, man, and twitched it once, and the toilet flushed. He caught a couple of big old trout on that little bait, you know. So, anyway, so you got to have the right stuff, and I didn't have it in the box. Of course, I went back home and walked the dogs and did all that. But I'm eating berry.
Check into those. I didn't even know spook, you know, hadn't made a. Topwater that small. You know, I've got the what we call the spook juniors, and those work great too. But
yeah,
I didn't
this is the one.
I'm gonna, little one smaller than that.
I'm gonna see if I can find one here and see the name on it. Of course, I just put a thing in my truck. But yeah, it's that little bitty one. You know, a little small one. It's got a good little click to it. And I think when that water's really clear in that surf and they're eating all that, they're just so full of mullet and stuff, and you throw something really small in there and just, you know, up on top, and they really can't make it out. They can't really profile it. They'll smoke it. But that seems to be what happened to me last year when it got cool, you know, catching.
You know, I know Mirror Lure makes that little she pup, you know, smaller
I love
than
that thing.
Top Dog
yes.
Junior. And that thing, yes. One year we were smoking them on the pup. They were they were wanting that smaller topwater like that.
I want to get Mike to send me some of them out of them because they've eaten them all up in Bath and Bay. I was throwing that in the spring at Bath and Bay. I think they ate every one I had. But, you know, I just got so much tackle to throw. You know, I just grab a box and throw it until I'd empty it. You know, it's just nuts how much tackle you accumulate over the years.
I'm telling you, man, I look in my boat and I go, I'd have to live to be 200 years old to throw all the stuff I got laying around. I hear all the different brands and sizes and shapes and colors of soft plastic, top water. I mean, all of it. And it's, it only takes one lure.
You know, that's the deal now. My hands are so bad, I really can't change the hooks very good. So I found me a split a split ring pair of pliers that are split ring pliers.
Yeah, and I can just, I go there. That work really good. Yes. It's easy to change them out, man.
Yes, Mike Herring sent me those. But I just go back in the old boxes and go, man, that's a good looking top worth though. And it works just fine. You know, you go out to a tackle store and they're $15 now for a topwater stuff. It's just crazy. And what gets me is my old hardware's better. So I look at some of my older plugs, the split rings are better. You know, in some cases that's not true. Like, you know, Jay and stuff are making some really great hardware on his stuff. Jay stuff and Low Oldham stuff, they got the great split rings and really good hooks, you know. And that gives you so much confidence when you're in big trout is to throw something that if you do hook something, you're not going to have equipment
failure.
No, it's
not going to fail. Exactly.
Yeah, and that just drives me nuts to have that thing in the back of your head. Okay, man, this
weak
thing's got
links.
Yeah, weak leaks in it, you know, because that's where the game is won and lost. But our surf, I know you guys probably catch them in the surf too, right?
Well, it finally got calm. They got them in Matagorda the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just texted me, Bob Hardy texted me, said that little bait you're talking about, that spook, baby spook called a booyah. Is that
okay?
It? Booyah?
That sounds right. It starts with a B. I remember that. I think he's probably right. He knows. Yeah. He's a fishing machine. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah.
Bob knows.
Bob tells you take it to the bank, man.
Yeah. Bob sent me this little floating lily. And it's a silver with the blast. Kind of the Maurice special.
Yeah.
And man, the second time I threw it in the surf, a big old Spanish mackerel took it away from me, man. I was so bummed. But I've got some more. He sent me a little bag of floaters. I'm going to take them today and throw them. They got to work, those smaller baits, those floaters. They got to just smoke them, you know. Yeah, getting some great pictures up and down the surf of snook and tarpon caught all up and down our surf right now. Really great.
Well, that's good to hear.
See them. Yeah, to see that many fish. And, you know, it just took a long time to get April 15th with the wind died, didn't it? It's like, yeah. Your prediction was June. Well, here it is,
yeah,
end of July.
June 6th, I think I went with this year. Boy, well, I was about like these meteorologists on my prediction.
Oh,
good
God.
Lord.
Well, Doug Bird used to be the 15th of April. Well, that's out the window. That you can forget that now.
Yeah, just throw that away.
I don't think that's ever going to happen again. It ain't ever going to happen again, man. God, that's crazy. But got some calm winds today and calm seas. I know a lot of people caught fish offshore yesterday. A lot of good fish, man.
Yeah.
I heard Sharky caught that swordfish. That's unbelievable. That is so crazy.
Well, what was good about it, he told me that morning that's what he was going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how big was that thing?
Craig
I didn't see
G-Town
it.
G-Town just sent me a picture of that little booyah spook you're talking about. They are little.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's it. And how big was that swordfish? I missed the first part of that.
It was 200 pounds or better.
Something, man. That is a creature, man. Oh, my God. You got to go. I did that sword fishing thing with Chicano out there, man. That was crazy. And I've done it with the off South Pottery on the Wampus Cat. I've gone out, you know, 8 or 9 hours on the Wampus Cat out there.
I like that name, Wampus Cat.
Yeah, that was a boat owned by IBM. And that was the first
time. I like that name. That's pretty cool.
I went out on that boat on my honeymoon when I was 19 and spent the night out there sword fishing. That was crazy out there, man. Golly.
Fishing on the honeymoon.
What am I thinking, right? That's what we did. We took our surfboards and our rod and reels. That's the way to do it, buddy.
All right. Let me cut a break time right here. I'll be right back at you, Cliff. Hang on.
All right, Mick.
All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience is here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 6:19 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back, my friend.
All right, buddy. I kind of broke and I threw my rod in the truck and I'm headed to the beach. So anyway, I got you on the speaker's phone.
Couldn't
my buddy
stand
Barry
it.
And all my buddies are out there. Yeah, they just pulled up the beach and go, man, it smells like trout. So I broke. I grabbed my rod and I'm headed out there, man. So I'm gonna sit here and give you a play-by-play and watch them catch these fish till I get off the rain. I'm gonna go.
So is the wind down there for your surf to be
good
this morning?
Nice. It's nice, man. It's nice. And, you know, it's so good. I had the grandkids out, I think, day before yesterday, and it was just a perfect wave for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter bought three of her girlfriends and my son. So I had like five kids out there. We had a bunch of those spun surfboards, you know, those soft tops.
Yeah.
They're like 8 foot long.
Right.
They're great for kids to learn how to surf because they don't get hit with the board and get hurt.
Right.
And so we taught all those beginners how to surf, and all those girls were standing up within an hour or so, all those kids were standing up on those waves.
Cool.
It was perfect. It was perfect. Little blue groundswells coming in and all the kids. And while I was surfing, Mickey, I could just see those trout on the bar. You'd be out there in the third bar and you'd be riding a wave or something. You see a big old black log, you know, come across the bar. So yesterday I went out there and got on them. I didn't get to fish very long, but today I'm going to go out there today before the crowd gets there and try to get a few fish. But man, it's just so pretty this time of year. It's just amazing.
I know it. It's great to be an outdoors person. I can tell you that.
Oh, I can't imagine sleeping in today. I mean, God almighty, I don't know how people can stay in bed. You know, I don't know how they do it, man. You know, I got this dang mockingbird that it stays in the tree, and that sucker, he all night long, this mockingbird just goes off, you know.
I had one a couple of years ago that would do that, right over my bedroom, right in the tree there by the bedroom, all night long, just every bird sound in the world.
Yeah, but, you know, the good thing is, so he's kind of my good luck charm. So when I wake up and I'm drinking my coffee and I hear the mockingbird, I feel like I'm going to catch a big trout. So I heard the mockingbird this morning, buddy, so I'm going to catch a toad. I feel it, man.
Well, that's good. If it works.
Not that I'm superstitious. Not that I'm superstitious, but I'm headed to the beach. It's got this beautiful orange glow, kind of where the sun's coming up. The sunrise has been just gorgeous on the beach. Just unbelievable.
Red sky. You know, it's just sailor take warning.
Oh, you know, it's just, you know, this time of year, you're like me, you're torn, like most fishermen, between going to the surf and getting in your boat. Well, you know, I fish so much in the boat. It's, you know, it's wear and tear on you. You got to clean the boat up. You got to put it in the water and all that stuff. The beach is just a no-brainer. You pull up there, you take your rod out. They're there. They're not. You know, you go home and have a taquito, you know. So it's just really relaxing for me.
Yeah. Well, the beach is so far from me, it's a nightmare drive for me. You know, I live up in the top end of the complex. And, you know, it's an hour either way I go if I want to go towards Bolivar or go to Galveston, G-Town. So
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Galveston Bay system is huge, man. 600 square miles of surface water. Well, it's shrinking with all the spoil islands they're building from all the dredging projects. But
yeah, I get so many texts from people down there. In fact, I just got a text from a guy that wanted me to ask Mickey, says, what kind of mono are you using now, Mickey?
I use that Berkeley Sensation.
Sensation? Okay.
Yeah.
I had a guy text me. I had several texts on the break, and I love that picture of that swordfish you sent me. That's a monster, man.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is awesome, man. Golly. That is something, man. But, yeah, we still have a lot of guys throwing mono. It's funny, and people always ask me about it. I said, man, I haven't thrown mono in a while, so I don't really know what the new greatest, latest thing is on mono. So it's Berkeley Sensation.
Yeah, what I like about it doesn't have a lot of stretch to it, but it's not real hard and coily either. You know, you can keep it on your reel for a long time before you re-spool again. You don't get all that memory with it. And it just works out good for me. Everybody's different, you know, but I mean, I can throw anything I want to, but I'm partial to it. James, the one that got me on that. I was fishing with him one day, and I said, where'd you get that orange line? What is that? Is that some kind of new fad? Remember the old pea line back in the day, that pink line?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Sensation makes it in green, too. I just get the regular green, kind of like the trilene green, you know, like the big game used to be. And
that was good stuff.
You know, and it's a good sensitive line. I mean, you know, lose much as far as sensitivity when I went back from braid to that. I mean, I still throw braid. There's applications for it for me. If I'm on a lot of redfish and big stuff up here and fishing heavy structure, I'm going to throw the braid. But the mono just, it lets me work my lures. You know, it just lets me do different, you know, finesse-wise, you know, with the sink rate and everything else. You know, when you're using real light heads, but you're fishing deep structure, but you want that light head for slow sink and presentation, and it allows me to do that. You know.
And then on the leader, you're throwing a 20-pound mono.
No, if I use a leader, it's going to be at least 25-30 pounds. Sometimes, if I'm in real hard cover fishing, you know, red fishing, I'll use a 40. I'll go up to even a 40 in that fluorocarbon.
So it's so funny because I don't normally throw the fluorocarbon. Right now, I'm throwing that 30 cigar gold label.
Yeah.
And I just think that 30 with a 4-foot leader gets down on the bottom better for me in this hot weather. That's kind of what I've been using, you know.
That's what I like about the fluorocarbon. You get a better sink rate with it. And now that other leader material, that Osprey, that guy sent me, I like it, you know, and all those. What I like about it, too, it comes in that little leader coil, and you can just stick it in your shirt pocket while you're wade fishing. So you got your extra leader
there. Yes.
It's real handy.
Yeah. And that's what I like about that Osprey.
And that stuff's held up good. I haven't had any breakoffs with it. It ties and cinches good for good knots and loop knots and everything else, and it works great.
Well, I notice now that my shoulder's so bad, I don't whip it so bad, so I'm getting by with throwing a little more fluorocarbon. I don't break off my leader, but it's funny how I've lost a little power in that whip, you know. So, but anyway, but I was going to tell you, I'm throwing that salty Bates reel. Man, Mickey, you know, I was throwing the regular Hondo first. I'm getting real partial to that salty. Man, that thing's pretty durable. I've had that original one now for 5 or 6 months, and I'm just not tearing it up.
You and I got ours about the same time, didn't we?
Yes, and I'm not having any issues with it.
No issues, none whatsoever. You know, when I was fishing with Blaine Tuesday, he goes, man, what size jig head are you throwing? I said, 1/8 ounce. He said, my gosh, you're getting that out there. That thing throws good.
Yes, sir. It throws good, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. I'm leaving it on, you know, I was throwing a lot of that stuff on zero. I'm putting it on about 1, you know, in that middle thing on 2. And, man, that seems to be the most perfect adjustment, you know?
Yeah, that's where I got mine. The spool is on 2, and then the outside I got it on 1. Well, if I'm throwing in the wind a lot, then I'll put it on 2 just to slow it down a little bit. Right. You know, if I'm throwing into the wind or quartering the wind. But downwind or no wind, it's on 1.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, too.
God, I'm at the beach right now. And kind of have the same adjustments. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny because I love to throw really light lead heads. The fish don't telegraph it when you pick it up. You get a better hook set, and they stay in the mouth. You know, fishing this current I've been dealing with, I'm having to throw a 1/4 ounce.
Sure.
You know, lead head, and it's just so much different on the, I don't know what it is, is the fish don't grab it as good. They just don't, I don't know, they feel it or something. They don't hold it as long, Mickey. You know, that little one, they get in their mouth, they don't really know there's any weight there, and they'll just hold it. But I just pulled up the beach as flat as a pancake. It's beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, flat as it can be. Are you there?
You lucky dog. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, I got you. I kind of lost you for a second. Now I got you. It's just, there must be 50 people on these jetties. One guy's got a power plant. Got a big old
got a generator power plant working.
Got a generator. He carried that sucker all the way to the end of those rocks. God almighty, he's
more
really
of a
mad
man
at him
than I am.
He's mad at him. I remember one time I was a teenager, and the croaker run was going on the jetties here. And, man, these big old giant 3- and 4-pound croaker were everywhere, Mickey. And I'm a kid. I love catching those croakers. So my buddy and I, my dad had one of them little Stussy generators, little orange ones, you know. And so we carried that sucker, my buddy and I carried that sucker all the way at 2 o'clock in the morning to the end of that jetty and a thing of gas and turn it on to catch croakers. You know, you're really a sick puppy. But we filled the ice chest up with giant croaker. But we could have done the same thing at daylight. But we thought we were really doing something, you know. But that's crazy how mad you are with him when you're a teenager. We were mad at him, dude.
Boy, I had not fished in so long.
Yeah, I can't stay awake, Mickey.
When I was a kid in the summertime, we'd spend the night on piers on Trinity Bay and fish all night long. Have your crab lines out where you catch your crab and then break it up and catch big old bull drum all night and then load up with croakers and back then, we used to get all those big guff trout would come into the bay, and we'd load up on those big guff trout.
Man.
I hadn't seen one of those in years.
My first experience on the light, I was probably 9 or 10 years old. Well, the Naval Air Station, there's a big bulkhead at the Naval Air Station that goes into the boat hole. It's a big, giant concrete wall. It's about 35, 40 foot tall. And they had these big floodlights that went into the water, and the only people that could get there were the people that were on the base. The Naval Air Station, or you had to go with a boat. Well, my father knew the guy, the commander of the Naval Air Station, so we'd go out there at night and pull up on that wall, and just thousands of trout under that light. And I'll never forget that the only way you get them up that wall, they had them old crab traps, you know, those old little crab nets, and they would lower it down, and we'd pull those fish in that crab trap and pull them up that wall, you know. And I thought that was the greatest fishing in the world, you know, but just seeing all those trout on the lights. Then of course, we got a cabin in the land cut. And then in the old days, you turn those generators on at the land cut, and those lights just turn black with trout, like flies under them, you know, shrimp popping out of the water.
Man, crazy.
That was crazy how much light fishing we used to do. And I guess people still do that, Mickey, but back then that was a big deal. Everybody fished at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's you don't get skin cancer, and it's a lot cooler.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just put on plenty of mosquito dope, you know?
Yeah, my dermatologist probably wish I'd have fished at night a little more.
Man. I'll leave it at that. Hey, I'm going to knock out this next break.
You all right, buddy.
Get all your gear together and tie your knots.
I'm watching it right
that.
Now. Watch the guy throw top water. All right, buddy.
All right, I'll be right back at you. Hang on, brother. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. Bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas, Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 637. All right, let's go back to Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, we're back, bud.
All right, man, just watching everybody pull up here to the beach with their motorhomes, and you can tell it's Saturday, buddy. Man. There's so many people.
Man,
in
I was cracking
right
up. He said Port O'Connor. He's never seen anything like that in his life.
Yeah, it's nuts here. I think the craziest thing is I go back and look at the pictures of Marker 37, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and look at it now. It's like Miami Beach. I mean, this is how dumb, I hate to say this, but this is how ignorant some of these people are. So they pull their boat out of the water and, you know, go around the back, talk, leave their trailer in the ramp, nobody get there. Then when they pull up, they only pull up about 5 feet out of the ramp, so they block the ramp and lock their keys and left. We had a guy leave his trailer in the ramp and go fishing because he wanted to leave it there because it was too hard to back up. He said, I had such a hard time backing up. I'm going to leave it there all day because it's really hard to back up. So he closed down one whole ramp for the whole day.
So the heck with everybody else. That is so selfish.
And that's kind of what we deal with here. You know, it's just the way it is, but it's all good. So I'm very lucky that there's some private little ramps and stuff. And, you know, Bird Island, you got to get there 4 o'clock in the morning because in Bird Island, there's only a few places to park your truck. And so you better get there early, you know, to get there because this is the way the park rangers are. So if you pull up there and you park, you know, there's designated areas for a trailer and a boat. Right. Well, if you have somebody that doesn't have a trailer that wants to, you know, wade fish at Burline or something, pull up there, there's only four places to park a car without a trailer. So if there's nobody there in the middle of the week, there's several trailer parks open. You park in one of those, they'll tow your car away, even though there's no cars around. I mean, they're that bad. That just any little thing that they can do to do something, they will. So it's a tough
they're
deal.
They're nitpicky down there, buddy.
Oh, they're horrible, man. Just everybody tells you all these stories about them, but they think
I've
they're
heard
something
some
else.
Some stories about Bird Island,
they're
man.
Unbelievable. They're just those park rangers are the worst. You know, it's just it's crazy. But anyway, I won't get off that stuff. But you know, if you pull in there in the morning, I've heard the story from 100 people. You pull in the morning, it's 5:15, you're unloading the boat, and the park ranger pulls up and says, I'd like to check your vehicle for open containers. It's 5:15 in the morning. We're not drinking nothing at 5:15 in the morning, you know? But just hold you up, you know. And anyway, it's all good. I'll get off that. But that's the only thing about parking the Bird Island. You're going to get hassled, you know.
Boy, that's kind of a breach of privacy.
It's just weird stuff down there. But, oh, man, I'm seeing all these pogies just flying out of the water, just showering out of the water. Something's on
really?
Over here.
Jeez.
Yeah, the first gut is a little rougher today. It's a little more chop on the water.
Yeah.
Okay, Barry's hooked up. My buddy, no, he missed it. He had a fish on. But it's so funny, Mickey, because you would think you'd catch a fish every cast with all this bait in the surf. I don't know if they're just really full of these finger mullet, but you know, you think you catch them every cast. Every once in a while, you'll bust one, but the amount of fish that are in the surf, when you see them, you know, at 10 o'clock, you're walking down the bar, you see these big old black trout, you know, cruising down the bar. You know they were there in the morning. But I think it's a lot to do with the really clear water.
I think it is because, you know, like when we lay down up here and our surf gets clean the first day or two, it's unbelievable on lures. And if it stays clear for 3, 4, 5, 6 days, you better have some bait on the end of the hook or you're not going to catch anything.
Yeah.
You still chunk your butt off with lures and catch one here or there, but if you really want to nuke them, you got to go to the bait, man.
Oh, yeah. I watch these guys with bait. So it's like weird. A different day. Yeah, it's real different.
Well, you need your bucket of croaks, Cliff. Drag down that first
I'm down too old for that.
Get your chatter weight on there and...
Oh, that's all right, buddy.
Dredging,
I'm chattered out. I've done all
Are
that.
Are you chattered
I've
out?
I'm chattered out, dude. Chattered out.
James called Port O'Connor. He texted me back and said, man, it's Chatterville down here.
You know what I love to see these young guys. They tie that bait bucket around their waist full of croakers, and they walk out there and that surf. And that bait bucket gets in front of the wave, and the wave hits it and knocks them down with their own bait bucket. I see that happen all the time. Or they get yanked down with the bait bucket catching in the wave. You know, the proper way to do that is to take your rod holder and drive in the sand next to you and tie your bait bucket to it. That way it ain't yanking you around. That's a Vance. Hey, that's a Vance paw licking. You know. Anyway.
Yeah, James just sent me another text. He said, hey, bro, you ain't ever seen anything like this.
Yeah. Well, I tell you
what. It's the worst. You ought to see how many boats there are. He said, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
We think we got it bad.
Yeah, I'm the same way here. I'm whining about all this stuff at 37. I'm looking at all these other bays. I'm going, man, they really got it tough. Golly.
Well, Port O'Connor's just so, man, it's just set up just right for everybody from, you know, beginners and novice fishermen to experts, and there's always some kind of protection there. And
really?
You got
always
the intercoastal, you can run and then duck out into all the different bays you want to fish, or go to the jetties, fish the surf. You know, it's just beautiful water, grass, potholes, reefs. They got it all.
Mm-hmm. And it's just pretty much
everybody knows that.
Is that oyster reef, Mickey? All oyster grass?
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of oyster beds. You know, San Antonio Bay is full of it, and then you got Lavaca Bay, and, I mean, they've got it. You know, Espiritu Santo, I mean, all of them have good reefs in them, got great grass bed shorelines, Showwater mm-hmm. Bay, and all the back lakes they have there for redfish.
Yeah, where you guys are at right now, is it just a big croaker deal, too? Is everybody throwing the croaks now?
We're up my way.
You still got lure fishermen, too?
I think we probably have more lure fishermen as far
good.
As, you know, it's pretty split here, you know, because okay. our water stays in the right conditions. Lures work just as good as a live bait does at times.
Uh-huh.
And there's times that it doesn't. I mean, that's with everywhere, but.
Yeah, it's just some areas that 50-50. They don't have to ever throw lures.
I'd say there's probably, well, there's got to be 500 guides in this bay system up here. Got to be. I may be exaggerating somewhat, but.
A lot.
I would say out of all of those guides, probably 8 or 10 of us throw nothing but lures year-round.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, you know, go back and forth.
Right. I saw a picture of a giant trout, 33 inches, caught in Alazan last week. Did you see that?
I saw that picture, and Rihanna texted me yesterday. We were talking about it, and there was another one, 31.5 inches, caught also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all on croakies. Oh, that's something.
She sent me a picture of a 28-inch trout. I've got to send it to you. You're going to crack up laughing when you see this photo. It's probably one of the skinniest trout I've ever seen. It's really skinny.
They get like that. I've caught a couple like that this year, just like rather big around as your wrist, you know. God, I talked to Jay.
This thing looks like a lizard fish.
A lizard fish. Was he real golden color? Kind of a golden color?
Yeah, got a lot of yellow in it, you know, goldish look.
See, like those. For some reason, I don't know what that's about, but those skinny ones are kind of that golden color. I don't know what the deal is. They laying in the grass so much or what, but
right.
I talked to my buddy Jay Watkins the other day, and he's writing some articles and stuff and then asking me some questions and stuff, but he's doing well down there. He's catching some good fish, but always good to hear from Jay, man.
Where's he at, in Rockport or Mansfield?
He's in Rockport right now. I think he's probably going to go back to me. He's going back and forth, fishing back and forth to Mansfield.
Yeah, I've been hearing Rockport's been putting up some pretty nice fish. I had some friends down there and stayed for a week on a little mini vacation. Well, not a week, uh-huh. 3 or 4 days, and they caught some really nice fish.
You know, Barry and a couple of my good friends, I think Wyatt and all those guys, we were in a big tournament over there in Rockport, I think, last week.
Right.
And I think the top trout was only 5-pound, 2 ounces. So.
Yeah.
I mean, they're catching fish, but that top end, you know, that just, it's crazy how the top end is so much better the farther south you go. It's nuts, you know.
Yeah, we'll come back around up here. We can avoid any more disasters, no more freezes or floods, and Galveston will get back on track. I'm hoping anyway. I mean, I've seen
it. Is there fresh water out of there now, Mickey? Is your water
We still have a lot, but the rivers are down, and we're just in the process of, you know, you'll see that fresh water line move about a quarter mile every day, so.
Okay.
We'll clean up and get back to normal, whatever normal is these days. You know what I mean?
Our water. Yeah, our water is just beautiful in Laguna Madre and Bath, and I really contribute that a lot to Packer. You know, we've had so much good flush in there. And the amount of oysters, we watch these oysters grow farther south every year.
See,
they're moving. They're moving about
a game changer for y'all down there,
yes,
too.
Sir.
You start getting some oyster beds to go with your other habitat. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. We got oysters almost to Bird Island now. And 5 years ago, they were only with 500 yards of the packer.
Sure.
And now they're just silting. There's you know, going farther and farther down the Laguna Madre. And it's incredible how it filters out water, Mickey. I mean, those, all that flat around Marker 37 behind it used to be really muddy. Now it's gin clear from all the moisture filtering and stuff. It's pretty amazing,
you know,
what they
Trinity Bay always had, you know, we, like on my west side that I live on, we had three giant, you know, reefs over there that were totally live back in the day and filtered water like crazy, not counting other reefs. But what people didn't realize is the amount of giant Orangia clam beds we had all down the shorelines, across the back end, all the pocket area. That's why, you know, at times of year with all that filtration going on from just the shellfish itself and the salinity level's perfect, you wouldn't believe. I mean, there was times you could see the bottom in 8 feet of water back there.
Man.
And it just, you know, we lost all that with the floods. Man, that Harvey flood, it killed, it killed every, you know, there's so much fresh water, it killed all the shellfish big time.
Is there anything left for it to come back, or is it all?
Yeah, there's hard substrate, but it just takes so much time to start growing it back. That's why, you know, CCA and TPNW have been working together, and these are just little pin pricks. I mean, it's going to help, but they've been putting substrate out to grow new spat and oysters and all that. But when you lose 80% of your oyster beds in a bay system, it changes everything.
And without the water,
you can't,
water
you can't
and
grow
everything.
Fish without habitat. You just can't do it.
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it did, we'd be growing trout in our bathtubs.
Yeah.
You got to have habitat, man.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I look at my system here. You know, we have so much different structure. You know, we got all the rocks and the grass beds, the channel walls and stuff. And so it's constantly changing. Man, I just cannot believe all this bait flying out of the water. They're just, the mullet are just flying out, and Barry's right in the middle of not catching them. He's so bummed. He's throwing in there, and nobody's getting, that's so weird. Everybody's throwing in this mullet, not catching them. I don't get
well,
it.
Well, them fish are waiting on you, man. They're not going to start
biting. I don't know, Bubba, what's going on, man, but they're just flying out of the water.
Well, that mockingbird's going to change your luck this morning.
I hope so, but man, I tied on a little bitty tiny topwater. I'm going to try it this morning. If that doesn't work, I got that little bitty Meridine, that little bitty tiny one, heavy dine that Mike sent me, a little bitty one. I guess it's a smaller one they make. It's called a heavy dine. And sometime you can throw that out there, and they'll eat the nacho, you know, they'll eat something really small. But you really got to back off that drag. You know, I'm a hard drag guy, but I get them little baits on. I got to make myself back off that drag, or I'll rip those hooks out.
Well, yeah, you will. Sure you will.
Man. Yeah.
Throw that 7M, that pink one I left you.
I got it. It's so funny you said that. I'm afraid to throw it. I'm afraid a shark will get it, like my double D again. Man, that's
I think I can find you
right
another one.
Okay, I'll throw it. Hey, I'll throw it.
We got to get back down there and do another 7M fest like we did that day. You were laughing so hard. You throw it out there and twitch it about three times and the commode flush under it, and you just crack
good,
up laughing
it?
Going, man, I can't believe I've never thrown these.
Well, and it was something else to master, another lure to master. You know, you master all these lures, you know how to work them, and somebody gives you something else to play with, and you figure out how to make it work. And that is so much fun in the lure business. You know, the bait's the same thing every day. You know, it's just how good's the bait, how good your day's going to be. But
that's true.
The lure is kind of fun to dig around and find something, you know, that you hadn't thrown. Like my buddy Bob that fishes a surf lot, he'll go old school one day and get that real old equipment out and throw it for a day. You know, just, we've all caught enough fish, Mickey. It's just about having fun the last part of our life. You know, we've all grilled enough fish, and let's just have a little fun with our friends.
You know, I don't even care about gut piles or piling fish up, taking all his dead shots and all that. That's all in the rearview mirror. It's just good to be able to, at our age, to be able to get in and out of the boat and still go through the motions and get bites.
That's
going to
be a problem, isn't it? I'm real careful now. But, you know, that's what happens, Mickey. At our age, you fall and you mess up your game plan. Something happens.
See, that's
you
the thing I don't
want to
do. I don't want to. I mean, you talk about downtime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what you've been going through with your back and your shoulders. I mean,
yes,
if you just, I mean, you shut it down and get all that done, and you're out of the game for a long time. And
I know it, Mickey. I know it.
Boy, you talk. I guess you come up here and rehab with me, I'll put you in a rehab program.
Yeah, but you know, that back took me
get
out for
you
about
going
4 months.
Going on these pencils up here, good. And then you can go back down there and catch monsters.
Well, I didn't realize how wonderful steroids were when they gave me those two shots in the shoulder. All the other joints in my body kind of quit hurting. So, you know, I'm not taking all that arthritis medicine for a couple of weeks now. So I go, man, this is what it feels like not to hurt every day when you get up. But I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm riding the wave. Well, I got it, buddy. So I'm just going to.
That's it. You
got
to watch old Arthur. Dude. He's one of the he's yeah, toughest he's, one of the arthritis right. boys. Remember that's my good. Grandmother used to say it all the time, arthritis. That's all you heard about from old timers back in the day.
Oh, yeah. My grandma used to put WD-40 on her knees and DMSO and all that horse
DMSO.
Stuff, you know.
Super penetrant.
DMSO.
Get in there and lube your joints up, man.
I know it, man. I know it.
Well, that's what took my mama down was arthritis. She had it so bad. She'd there at the end, she'd go fishing on a Monday or Tuesday, and she had to rest up for the next 3 or 4 days, you know, just so she could go
that's
again.
That's what's happened to me in the boat ride. Mm-hmm. That's why I got that 25-foot Haney, thank God, because, you know, it's just you get beat up. You don't realize riding those waves beat you up so much, your arthritis. You come home, you just feel like crap for the next couple of days. But
yes.
I can do 2 or 3 days in a row, Mickey. I got to have a day off. I used to be able to run nonstop, but now after a couple, 2 or 3 days, I got to lay out, you know.
Well, when it's not it's fun good. Anymore, you don't – you don't want to do it. Who wants to get beat up and stove up? It's
I know it, dude.
I know one thing, no seats you got in your boat. I wish I could afford to rig mine out like that. I'd get rid of my leaning post and go to that because, man, those rough days, those seats are it.
Yeah, and all these tournament guys, that's how they can run 100 miles. They got those shockwave seats. They can blast at 80 miles an hour through that chop and not get beat up, Mickey. That's a game changer. It really is.
See,
it's a game
changer. You know, when it's real rough, I have to stand up, and then the next day my bad knees all swelled up from taking the pounding and all that shock on it. But you can't sit down on that leaning post because there's no cushion, buddy. You get beat, you know, then you get – you know, your tailbone feels like it's up on your shoulders at the end of the day.
Yeah, I had leaning posts for a lot of times, you know. Then I guess I got in the leg and started sitting
they're
down.
They're great because you can keep tackle under them, and they're comfortable when the conditions are right. But when it gets real rough, those shockwave seats you got are – that's a ticket.
Yeah, that was one of the best trades I ever made for Chris.
Well,
Chris
maybe trading maybe Trump will send us a stimulus or something this year, and I'll use that money to go – call your buddy Chris down there and have him make me up something.
There you go. You'll do it, man.
All right,
I hope
brother.
You get to come down sometime in the summer and fish with me, man. It's just really good. This comes, you know, it's an early bite, Mickey. You know, we're done by 10, 11 o'clock, but it's still a really good topwater bite in the morning.
Now, keep your phone on. I may be calling. You never know, man.
All right, buddy. All right, man.
Escape from Baytown. All right, brother. Well, hey, I'm going to let you get to it. Go out there and do your thing. Give them a number, Cliff. Somebody wants to call you and come down and fish with you.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate you having me on, Mickey. Thanks, man.
All right. If you don't get any bites from about the first 30 minutes, tie that SHP on at 7 a.m.
I think I'm going to put it on right now just because I'm talking to you. I look at it right now.
One of them
it's got a bunch of
gorilla
teeth marks
trout.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Mickey.
See you, man.
Later.
All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.